All right, Carson Munford, hey, fifth. That's a really good race for you. When we last saw you, wasn't good on a 250. Much improved today. Very good. You charged forward as well. You had to be really stoked.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we've had a few weeks off, 3 or 4 weeks off. I rode the 450 at one round, and it seemed like when I was riding the 250 before, I had great speed. I have great talent and great bike ability, but I was lacking more of the last 7 minutes of the race, right? Because at Arizona, I rode in fourth place until 7 minutes, and then I was pretty much just hanging on for dear life. So I just, you know, it's hard to work on your weaknesses, right? Because I can go to the track, and I can pretty much do the same lap time as anyone that's there, especially at a practice day. So I can do that all day. I can jump any jump and take it easy on myself. Or I could, I mean, dude, I must have done at least two or one 20-minute moto a day every time I rode. So I really worked on that. I think kudos to my team for letting me ride the 450 because I think that helped. That bike is a beast to ride, and it gave me a lot more respect for these guys that that do it week in and week out. Because, dude, it is like it's scary almost. Like, and I mean, I've raced since I was 3 years old, and you know, I rode 450s all the time. And racing it is literally like I don't know how to describe it any other way to a fan, but it's straight up like scary to be out there. Because like when those guys pass you, like Anderson passed me for like 17th because we both went down. And when he passed me, I swear to God, I felt the track, like, rumble. I was like, just get me off of here. Yeah. So I knew coming to the next 250 race, I had that in my back pocket. Like, I've already been through hell. There's no way it's going to be as gnarly as that. So any of these guys, if they want to give me crap or rough me up a little bit, I've already been roughed up way worse. But other than that, I mean, seriously, I've just been trying to do as many long motos as I can. Even if I have to back it down, like, okay, track's really rough on a practice day, don't want to risk it too much, I'm going to ride at 80%, and I'm still going to do my 20-minute moto, and I'm not going to take it easy on myself. Because, I mean, dude, the track was so gnarly tonight, you couldn't even ride it at 100%. I kind of had to ride it at 85, 90 and just make sure my form was good and just click off laps. So
it's funny because we saw you come here last year with Mitch. And I don't remember how you did, but you looked impressive.
I got 8th.
Okay.
I remember I was thinking about it on the way here. Because I had
you run in front of Heat.
That was it.
I almost won the Heat race. Like, kind of been my MO, like, early on in my pro career, is I've always had great bike ability and speed and talent, maybe a little bit of flash, but it's always my story has always been like, man, if I would have just had a little bit more at the end of the race, man, if I would have had a little bit more time to prepare. So this team is really, really smart on, if things aren't perfect, don't ride that day. Stay healthy as long as you can. So other teams, it's more like, hey, dude, I don't care if you're not feeling today. The watch doesn't lie. You got to pick it up, and then you end up killing yourself. So kudos to my team again. I really just got to work really hard on myself with Vince. That's obviously a great riding partner these last 3 weeks, just moto after moto after moto. And when I came here, I knew, like, okay, I'm riding good, and I worked on my form a lot. I know I can do 15 minutes now, no problem. I haven't done a 15-minute moto in forever. I've just been doing 20s. So
I feel like, though, SoCal kid, and now we're talking about two good Seattle races.
Yeah.
Like, who knew?
It's impressive, right? I think so, because, dude, this track is like, it's only way to describe it, it's kind of scary to be out there. If you're not on your toes and on your game, like, stuff can really bite you. I mean, I've seen Smith pushing his bike off at the end there, and Smith is no joke, dude, and he's from Georgia or that area. So he rides stuff like this all the time, so it's no joke to sneak up on guys like that. Even so, Cali kid, like, lately I've been riding like Elsinore and a Honda test track, and those
great
tracks are bone dry, like, straight up, like, if it's water, then it's just slippery. So I qualified today the worst I've qualified in like 2 years, but I was like, I'm riding great. Why? I think just the rain, and A practice was a little bit slower than B practice. So I was like 13th overall, but like a second off of third. So I was like, try not to read into it too much. The Heat race I rode okay, but I knew, like, okay, when the main comes, I'm going to bring it. Got a terrible start, but I just was like, I know I got it in me now to go 15, 20 minutes.
I kind of felt like you and Marchbanks he was ahead of you, but
you guys were
chugging along together, kind of, you know, I felt like.
Yeah, I mean, dude, at one point I felt like I passed, like, three really good guys. Like, I passed, like, Nicoletti, Bourdon, and I want to say, like, bomber. And I was like, all right, I got to be up towards the front. Yeah, yeah. And my pit board said ninth. I'm like, God dang, I got some work to do. And then I stuck to my lines, and I stuck just hitting all the rhythms. It's really hard to do that. I just stayed focused, and I started riding the sand pretty well. And then next thing you know, I caught Mosman. I put a good pass on him. I caught Thrasher, put a good pass on him. Caught this guy, put a good pass on him. And I was like, all right, cool. And I was just riding aggressive. I seen I had like 3 minutes left, and Smith had a fall. And even with the last couple laps, I was still biting my teeth, and I was ready for more. So I think team's happy. I'm happy. So hopefully I can try and win a heat race next weekend. I think that would be awesome. Oh, no heat races.
Oh, it's Triple Crown next week?
I think so.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Yeah.
Hopefully I can try and get on a podium in one of those things, right? I don't think it's far-fetched. I mean, maybe people might disagree, but I'm going to go in there with high hopes.
Cool, man. Well, good job tonight. Thanks, Carson.
Thank you.
Cool.
Appreciate it.